Chapter 23. Ron was invited to his first party. It was at Barbara Infante's house. He took a very long and hot shower. He combed his hair about 6 times. He used some of George's aftershave. He made sure that there were copious amounts of deodorant under his arms. He selected a white-on-white high roll and used gold-colored cuffs with it. He slid on a pair of black mohair and silk slacks that had a knife-sharp crease. His socks were thin and almost see-through, except for the black ribs that Ron made sure were very straight as they slid up over his ankles. He tied his feather-tipped shoes tightly and made sure that their shine was high gloss. Then he slipped on his 3/4-length black leather jacket from Cooper Leather, where his mother had taken him when he said he needed to have one. He wanted to slip on his sunglasses, but it was night, and George said that he was trying to look like a wise guy when he wore them. Marjorie said, "You look very nice," when he came out of his room. Ron had the sunglasses safely tucked away in his inside pocket. "Do you have money?" she asked. "I have a few dollars," said Ron. "I don't think that I'll need any." "Where is this party?" she asked. "I don't know," he lied. "How can you be going to a party when you don't know where it is?" said Marjorie. Ron lied again. "I'm meeting Richie and some of the other guys at the school. They know where she lives." It had been a pointless lie, and Ron knew that it was probably. But the thought of her driving over there if he was late, or calling her house if she felt like it, was reason enough to keep her in the dark. "Stay out of trouble," said George.
"He isn't going to get in any trouble," snapped Marjorie. "He's going to a party."
Then a thought hit her.
"What is this girl's name?"
"Barbara." "Does she have a last name?"
"Infante."
"I know a Tony Infante from 4th Street," said George. Ron thought, "Who cares?"
"Are her parents going to be at home?" said Marjorie.
"I don't know," said Ron. "I'm sure they will be." And then he was moving toward the door. He needed to get out of there. He slid on his shades as he bounced down the stairs. The evening air felt like freedom.